Welcoming all of you to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Swami Rishi Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 23rd chapter, 14th verse onwards. His Grace Swami Rishi Prabhuji is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Being a doctor by profession, he has done immense services to the devotees community and served the society by donating for lots of projects. For the propagation of Krishna consciousness, they purchased a house for the Bhaktivedanta Institute and an office for Back to Godhead magazine and donated the Radha Krishna deities to the ISKCON temple in Philadelphia in the early morning 80s. In the early 90s, they took the initiative to construct a new home for Sri Sri Radha Damodar in Geeta Nagari. He also served as temple president of ISKCON New Jersey from 1996 to 2010. He started every town and village trust funded by Swami Rishi Prabhuji's own life saving and earning to serve Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON in various ways. A few years ago, he embarked on the project called the Krishna Mini Temple, in which he produced 3,000 mini temples that included deities as well as the place for Srila Prabhupada books. For the past several years, he has been serving Srila Prabhupada mission as a traveling preacher, visiting various places in India. Various other countries has also regular share Krishna Katha on various conference calls. He is an initiated ISKCON guru. Currently, Swami Rishi Prabhuji's main focus in developing ISKCON Khargone Navrajadham, a 50-acre temple complex and community in Madhya Pradesh, India, to serve the worldwide devotee community. You can get more information of this project from the website everytownandvillage.org. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvaj Pranam, Algoros to Srila Prabhupada, Algoros to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll hand out the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, is Prabhuji there?
You're connected, Prabhuji. Please go
ahead. I'm connected. Okay. Yes. So please accept my humble obeisance. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayavachya Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we'll be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 23, Text Number 14. Maharaj Prabhu's going back home. Sampidipayam Parshnibhyam Vayum Utsa Rayachanehi Nabhyam Kosteshva Vastapya Raduraha Kanta Shirshani. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. When Maharaj Prabhu practiced a particular yogic sitting posture, he blocked the doors of his anus with his ankles, pressed his right and left calves, and gradually raised his life air upward, passing it on to the circle of his navel, up to his heart and throat, and finally pushed it upward to the central position between his two eyebrows. So this is about Kundalini. This posture is called Muktasana. So this Kundalini, that is called Shakti or life force, that is the primal energy that animates all the living being. It permeates the whole body in connection, and it is also connected to the breath. It lies at the base of the spine, and then it could be raised by yogis. This from lower chakras, lower areas. There are seven different chakras. They are like coiled like a serpent or a snake, and can raise to the brain stem, to the Brahmarandra. This Brahmarandra is like when in the child, when he is born, you see a soft spot in the front, just above the forehead. So there the bones come, but that space is open, and this Kundalini could be raised to that place, and then it could, the life force, that is the soul, along with the subtle body, could go to the higher planetary system, or depends on where one is meditating. So it is as per the desire of the person, and one can give up the life at any time what he wants. So there are different methods like that, by chanting or by meditating or by some psychological way with contact with the universal consciousness, by certain mudras, by pranayama and breath, by dancing, asanas, relaxation, visualization, concentration. And so it is like one can become, you work your bandhas. We have different bandhas or different bindings, and it could free us from this binding, and then the soul can go up. But that is not really a devotional thing. Person who does this yogic process, they may go all the way to Brahma Jyoti, but beyond that Brahma Jyoti, they cannot go, or they are not devotees, or cannot have really go to Golok Vrindavan. So this process is there. One may say, why Prathu Maharaj has done that? Because he wanted to give up his body earlier rather than waiting for his own natural death. He just wanted to go away. So purport Srila Prabhupada would be writing this. The sitting posture described herein is called Muktasana. In the yoga process, after following strict regulatory principles controlling sleeping, eating, mating, one is allowed to practice the different sitting posture. So this Kundalini raising is a different sitting posture. The ultimate aim of yoga is to enable one to give up his body according to his own free will. Whenever he wants to give up the body, he can go that. One who has attained the ultimate summit of yoga practice can live in body as long as he likes, or as long as he is not completely perfect. Leave the body, go anywhere within or outside the universe. So within the universe means higher or lower planetary system, but beyond the universe they could go up to Brahma Jyoti. They cannot go to Vaikuntha planet or Golok Vrindavan. Some yogis leave their bodies to go to the higher planetary system and enjoy the material facilities therein. However, intelligent yogis do not wish to waste their time within the material world at all. They do not care for the material facilities in higher planetary system, but are interested in going directly to the spiritual sky, back home, back to Godhead. So spiritual sky is also in a higher planetary, means beyond the material universes, beyond all the covering of the universes. There is a Virja river, and beyond the Virja river is Brahma Jyoti, and in the Brahma Jyoti there are so many Vaikuntha planets. They are floating, they are Siddha Lokas, and beyond the Vaikuntha planet is Krishna's abode, Golok Vrindavan. So from the description of this verse, it appears that Maharaj Prathu had no desire to promote himself to the higher planetary systems. He wanted to return home immediately back to Godhead. Although Maharaj Prathu is Shaktavashes avatar, he has been given a special energy that how to rule. So a special Krishna was favorable, like Srila Prabhupada is literary incarnation, or he is Shaktavashes avatar. So Maharaj Prathu is also Shaktavashes avatar, just like Parashuram and so many other. So Maharaj Parikshit, although Maharaj Prathu stopped all practice of mystic yoga after realizing Krishna consciousness, he stopped this mystic yoga process because he realized that Krishna consciousness is the highest and I should go back to Krishna's abode. So he took advantage of his previous practice and immediately placed himself on the Brahma Bhuta platform. So once he became free, or he raised his soul, then he reached to the Brahma Bhuta stage platform in order to accelerate his return to Godhead. The aim of this particular system of asana, known as sitting posture for liberation, or Muktasana, is to attain success in Kundalini Chakra and gradually raise the life from the Muladhar Chakra to the Swadhisthan Chakra, then to the Manipura Chakra, the Anahat Chakra, the Vishuddha Chakra, and finally to the Agya Chakra. When the yogi reached the Agya Chakra, Ajna Chakra, between the two eyebrows, he is able to penetrate the Brahma Rantra or the hole in his skull and go to any planet he desires. Up to the spiritual kingdom of Vaikuntha, even it says Krishna Low, but not everybody can go that Krishna Low. The conclusion is that one has to come to the Brahma Bhuta stage for going back to Godhead. However, those who are in Krishna consciousness or who are practicing Bhakti Yoga, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmare, Nivedanam, can return to Godhead without even practicing the Muktasan process. The purpose of Muktasan practice is to come to the Brahma Bhuti stage, for without being on the Brahma Bhuti stage, one cannot be promoted to the spiritual sky, as is stated in Bhagavad Gita. So there are, like, one thing is that Brahma Bhuta stage. So we will try to understand what is this Brahma Bhuta stage. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kamchati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labate param. So through the Gyan Yoga, like reactions, one has to become like raised beyond these three modes of material nature. So free from by the Gyan Yoga, we can be free from this three modes of material nature. So, and then we reach to the Brahman platform, and from there one can raise to the pure bhakti. So there are these three things. So some this Gyan Margi, our people are in Gyan Yoga, some people accept the form of the Lord, and but they pray to that they become merged with the Brahma Jyoti, because they have not tested kathas about Krishna, the glories about Krishna. So what they ask, that okay, let me just stay in the Brahma Jyoti. So that is like impersonal liberation that they want, because there is nothing, activity is there. And some people, they accept the Sakun Sakar Rup, means that Krishna has a form, just like the previous person who are impersonalist. But also, like, they think that yes, Krishna has a form, and they pray to him to remain in the Brahma Jyoti. Means they say that yes, he has certain qualities, and they could pray and approach to him. Another kind of people, that they accept Sagun, means they have like different qualities, and he has a form. So that is another person. But they think that this form is Mike. So they are called Mayavadis. Nirvisheshwadis are Mayavadis. So Mayavadis, they accept that there is a form, but that form is Mike. Means it is form of, made by Maya. So they are most dangerous. They are Mayavadis. And another, they don't accept the form of the Lord at all. And they think that everything is zero. And just like Sunyavadis, our Buddhists also have the same way. So there are these three kinds of people who are in the Gyan Marg, but people who are impersonalist, then by coming in contact with devotees, or when they understand the qualities of the Lord, just like Four Kumara or Sukhdev Goswami, when they saw Krishna's form, beauty, he smelled the tulsi and sandalwood pulp, then they became devotees. So then they could obtain the pure devotees. So how do we know that somebody has attained the Brahman platform? So when they get this perfection by cessation of all work, that is from three modes of material nature, when they hear about the Krishna process of realizing the Brahman. So the process of attaining Brahman or Brahma Bhuta stage, they must be purified by sattvic intelligence, means beyond the sattva-gun, controlling the mind with determination, giving up all sense objects like the sound, being freed from attachment and repulsion. They have to live in a secluded place, eating very little, controlling one's speech, body and mind, absorption in meditation on the Lord. So these are all given in the previous verses. Taking shelter of detachment, they must be free from false ego, false strength, false pride, lust, anger, material possessions, and free from false proprietorship. And they must be peaceful, like an ocean without the waves. So such a person can attain Brahman or self-realization. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. So in the Brahma Bhuta stage, means they are like in a Brahma Jyoti, or they understand वदन्ति तत्त्वस्विदस्तत्त्वं तद्ज्ञानम् अद्वयं ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवान् इति शब्दते. सो देर आर् सी नो ब्रह्मेति सम सर्वेषु भूतेषु मद्भक्तिं लभते परं. सो वाट् इस् दिस् ब्रह्मभूत परम प्रसन्नात्मा? वन् हु इस् सिचुएटेड् एट् वन्स् रियलैजेस् द सुप्रीम् ब्रह्मन् एण्ड् बिकम्स् वेरि जाय्फुल् प्रसन्नात्मा. न शोचति न काङ्क्षति. हि नेवर् लेमेण्ट्स् आर् डिसैर्स् एनिथिङ्ग्. Means if there is anything is lost, they don't lament and they don't kaṅkṣati. Kaṅkṣa means ichcha. They don't have desire of anything. Sama sarveshu. So such a person, he is equally disposed towards every living entity, whoever are there. Means whether a pandita samadarshina, brahmane gavi hastini suni cheva sopake cha pandita samadarshina. So he comes to that level. So that in that stage beyond the mode, he attains the pure devotional service to me, prema bhakti. So he can raise further to the brahma bhuta. From brahma bhuta stage, they could become a premi bhakta, or they could go to Krishna's abode. So brahma bhuta stage of self-realization or liberation, that is the final aspiration of the impersonalist. Impersonalists are jnanis also, but bhakti is beyond brahman realization. A personalist or pure devotee aspires to do bhakti or pure devotional service unto Lord Krishna. So devotee is already beyond, or he is beyond the stage of liberation or oneness with the absolute. So one who is like on a higher platform, they have already crossed beyond this Brahma Jyoti or Paramatma feature, and they come to Vaikuntha planet or Golok Vrindavan, depends on where, who is his Easter Devta. Without being one with the Lord on a spiritual platform, one cannot render service to him. So they have to come to the spiritual platform beyond even Brahma Bhuta stage. Because Brahma Bhuta stage, it is just, there is a light, there is Brahma Jyoti, effulgence from the Supreme Lord. So they don't see any qualities there. They cannot react with the, there is no personality. And we are all personalities. Jiva is a ultimately a person, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So we could talk at this stage. So we, who we are, what is our target, what should be our target, how we could obtain. This is given in Sadhya Sadhana Chaitanya Charitamrita. Quite detail it has been given. It talks between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai is Vishakha Sakhi. So everybody knows that, yes, we have to understand who we are. Like we have to know that, and accordingly our work would be different. Just like our target would be different. Say somebody is a doctor, then naturally he will, his target would be to see the patients. If somebody is a businessman, or somebody is an attorney, somebody is a chaprasi, so everybody is a different services. So we, our target, what should be the Jiva's target? So we are Krishna, Tatastha Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti. No, not Bahiranga, Jiva Shakti, or marginal energy. Bahiranga Shakti is external energy or maya, and Swarup Shakti. So Swarup Shakti, that is Krishna's direct expansion. Swarup Shakti is, it is of three kinds. Ladini, that Srimati Radharani, is the Murtiman Swarup of Ladini Shakti. That Bahiranga Shakti, so Bahiranga Shakti, that is this maya extra, but that is, I am talking about three kinds of Swarup Shakti only. Ladini, Samit and Shandini. So Ladini Shakti is Murtiman, is Radharani. Samit Murtiman is like Jnan, Gurudev, Granth is scripture. And Shandini Shakti, that is existential Shakti, that is Shri Murti or Dham. So Bahiranga Shakti, they try to attract us. And Jiva Shakti, so we are in between. Like you see, we are in the ocean. One side is maya, another side is Krishna. So we could be attracted to any one of these things depending on our desire or activity. So being part of Krishna, so we are, naturally we have the internal energy, we are part of the internal energy. So we should be attracted to, but that is, independence has been given to us because we are very tiny. So independence is given, that whether we are attracted to material side or the spiritual side. So if we are doing naturally we should become attracted, but somehow because of the glittering factor, glittering maya, and if we are not completely sure about the knowledge of Krishna or Krishna's form, so that's why we have to become purified. So that question has been asked, that what is really our target, what should be our goal. So once if we understand our goal, and then we will be attracted to Krishna. So this is when, so one thing, that if we are Jivera Swarupai Krishna Nitya Das, so what is the duty of a Das? What Das should be doing? Das should be doing Premai Seva. Seva means bhajan, bhakti. So that is Seva. So there are two things that has been decided, that we are eternally a servant of the Lord, and because Seva should be of the, we are Krishna Nitya Das, so Seva should be of the person for whom we are Das, or we are servants. So our goal is to serve Krishna. So that is the Sadhya. And then, but then how to obtain that Sadhya, how to obtain the goal? So there are Vaidhi Bhakti, then there are, we have to follow the rules in the beginning. And another is Raganoga Bhakti. Raganoga Bhakti is also called Prema Bhakti. So there is two things, Raganoga and Vaidhi Bhakti. But Anukulena, what we have to do, it should give pleasure to Krishna. Anukulena Krishnanu Bhakti has been defined, that Anukulena Krishnanu Silaram Bhaktir Uttama. Uttam Bhakti, that there has to be, it has to be favorable for Krishna. Uttam Seva. And to please Krishna, that is, but it, see, like if somebody has a boil and you have been given the job, okay, you have to massage. So if he has a boil in the arm and he will massage, but naturally it would be painful, it is not anukul. But the person in Vaidhi Bhakti will, oh, that is my duty to do it. So he will do it even it is hurting to Krishna. So that is not the way. And we have to do according to how, whether it will please Krishna or not. So one may think that how I could please Krishna? He is the Shasti Niyanta, he is Ananda Ghan, Sukha Swarup. How we could please him? No, but see, he has Krishna like a very rich man. He has so many servants, so many karmacharis, so many like drivers, chapadasis, secretaries. So he has, so the bigger, the richer the person, number of servants would be more and more. So same thing, this Krishna is the biggest. He has so many srishtis, so many universes, and we are all his part and parcel. So he gets engaged to every one of us. One should not be thinking that how, yes, everyone has a place in the universe or in different universes, and we could be put back onto our place. So the third thing is that, so we are Krishna's ansardas, and Krishna, to give pleasure to Krishna is our target, and that could be done by Anukulmai Bhakti. The process to give him pleasure is by Bhakti, to for his happiness, his, so we have to please him. But what else? So there are, so one thing that, suppose we have to like our Dasatva or Sri Krishna ka Paramsukh, but there are steps to go to that, to give that pleasure. There are steps, like one has to go to school, he could take a rickshaw, bus, car, or one has to dress up properly. So there is, so there is different ways that, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai are discussing that you please give the you read the shloka from the scriptures, and then let us know what is the sadhya and how to obtain that sadhya, what kind of activity we have to do. So first of all, that Ramananda Rai started from Swadharma Palan. So Prabhu kahe pada shloka sadhya ra nirnay, that you read the shloka from the scripture, and then let us decide what is our goal. And Rai kahe Swadharmacharan Vishnu Bhakti hai. So by Swadharmacharan, means everybody is in different dharma, Brahman according to Varnashram, that is Varnashram, Charvata Purushena Parapuman, Vishnu Aradhyate Panta, Nanyas Tattoshakarnam. That there is no other way to please the Supreme Lord. So there are four Varnas, four Ashramas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, everybody is a different duty. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so there is, difference in what is your duty and what is really the dharma. So these are in the shastra, these are called, because brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, they are ashram, but they are different dharma and different kartavya, different duties. Our real duty is to please Krishna. But can we please Krishna? So Raya Prabhu kahe eho bahya, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that this is outside. This is not really our to please Krishna. Krishna karmarpan sadhyasar. Then he is saying that, so initially it was follow the varna and dharma and that would please Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying it is just like preparing, go to school by cycle or by rickshaw or car or somebody is dropping you there. It is all outside thing. But it is not the real, it has nothing to do with Krishna. Everybody is doing pap and punya according to their, if the Brahman is following his duties, then he will be obtaining like some pious activity and may go to Swargaloka. So aim of this Varnashram Dharma is to go to higher planetary system and enjoy. There is no Krishna in the middle, whether one is a Brahman. When we say that it is Varnashram are according to Devi Varnashram and then center is Krishna. But most of the people, Varnashram Dharma is just meant to just elevate to the higher planetary system to enjoy. And that is called Dharma. And that's why Krishna ultimately says that you give up all dharmas that you have accepted and surrender unto me. So that will come later on. So we could give Krishna Karmarpan, that is the second one that he says, just like Sri Radha Ramanaya Namaha, Radha Krishnaya Namaha, Radha Govindaya Namaha, or Samarpayami. So we could offer like so many things in puja that Samarpayami. So Samarpan, that is all right. What do you Samarpan? Your karma. So he quoted the verse, Yat Koroshi, Yadashnasi, Yajyoshi, Dadasi, Yat Tapasasi, Konte, Tat Kurushu, Madarpanam. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to eat. So it is according to our desire. Like what we could do? Karma, bhojan, like we could. Yat Koroshi, whatever, that is karma. Yadashnasi, that is food. Yajyoshi, that is the homa, or yajyas. Dadasi, whatever dan you give. Yat Tapasasi, that whatever tapasya you do. But where is Krishna in this? Whatever you want to eat, you want to do activity, and you give it Krishna Arpanam Astu or Samarpanam. So it does not give pleasure to Krishna. So this may be called Arop Siddha Bhakti. It is not Swarup Siddha. Swarup means our Swarup is to serve Krishna, to please him. So, but that is not there. But many people, they do not know because they have not taken shelter of the spiritual master, shelter of a shastra, does not read that, so they do not know. So this is a kind of like swarth, yat karoshi, that I am doing and thinking that I am now a devotee. So even if he is doing some simple activity, like he may say, okay, yat karoshi, so let me offer tea, which Krishna does not like. So even pap samarpan also, let me give it to him. And he will continue doing some sinful activity also. So this is so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, eho bahya age kaur. So you go on more, means you may feed the student to go to school, but it is bahya, unless he studies there, unless he listens to the teacher and learns. So that's why Ramananda Raya is saying that this is swadharma tyag, that now he was doing this dharma, varnashram dharma, but now he is saying that you give up all these Varnashram Dharma. Dharman santijya ya sarvan ma majit sachet sattama. So giving up this dharma, you may say it is sharanagati, but there are four purusharth. He wants to do this purusharth. And what is this? Dharma, artha, kam or moksha. Moksha is the mukti. So mukti, that is, he is just giving up all these activities of dharma, artha and kam, and want to obtain by give it. So he wants to become free. So that is also not so dharma tyag, that he is doing tyag without really having attraction for katha, attraction for serving the form of the Lord. So those are not there. And so that's what it. He just wants to become free from simple activity. So give up all this dharma, artha, kam, or Krishna, so he becomes free from sinful activity. That's what has been given in this verse. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papyebhyo mokshayishyami ma sucya. So he says that this is bahya also. So that was then he's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Raya is telling that jnana mishra bhakti sar. So sadharma tyag. So there are first is giving up your varnana, char varnana ashram. Second one was Krishna ko karma arpan. Third one was that we have swadharma charan. Then you give up that sarvadharma, then give it up. The next one is jnana mishra bhakti. That is according to Yan Mishra, that is Sadhya Sar. And what he is quoting, Brahma Bhuta, that is the verse that we were reading. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kangshati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktin lavate param. If there is something is lost, something is there, he does not really care. So he has equal vision to all the living beings, because he knows that we are all part of Krishna. But now mukti means that you are free from sinful reaction or from any suffering in the material world, suffering from the mode of ignorance, passion and goodness. But it is not pleasing to Krishna. It would not please Krishna. There is no Sri Krishna seva sukh is not there. That's why it says that bhukti mukti ichha means pishachi hridi vardate. So it is called even the mukti. To obtain mukti means merging with Brahma Jyoti. So that is not that. That is like a pishachi. So there are, I told you about these three kinds of people. So then Raya is saying, so Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, we will talk a little bit more. That Brahma Bhuta one, this is the final expression of the impersonalist. Bhakti is beyond Brahman realization. A personalist or pure devotee aspires to do bhakti or pure devotee unto the Lord. Devotee is already in a state of liberation or oneness with the Absolute. Without being one with the Lord on a spiritual platform, one cannot render service unto Him. So, by bhakti, one can know Krishna and attain His abode. So, bhakti can bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yash chasmi tatvata. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. But knowing Him, one who does knows Krishna fully in truth and full consciousness of me, then he can enter into the spiritual world, kingdom of God. So one can enter. So surrendering to Krishna, that is the most confidential knowledge. So there is this Brahma Bhuta stage is confidential. More confidential is about Paramatma feature of the Lord. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hradeshya Arjuna Tisthati Maramyan Sarvabhutani Yansa Rudani Maya. And then on top of this is surrendering to Krishna. That is the most confidential. Bhaktya Mama Vijanati Yavan Yashasvitato Tatvata Arman Mana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mame Vashisi Satyamte Pratijane Priyosime. So that is our top goal. It should be that we always think of Krishna, become Krishna's devotees, worship Him, and offer your all the homage to me, and you will come to me without fail, because Krishna is saying prati jane priyasime, I promise that you are my dear friend, you will definitely come to me. So that is the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, that we should surrender unto Krishna, give up all concoction of religiosity, give it up, sarva dharman parityajya. We give up and then enter to the Krishna's abode. So there is more purport to this. In Bhagavad Gita, there is another verse. Mamche yo avyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samtityetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. By bhakti yoga, practicing bhakti, bhakti yoga is always situated on the brahma bhuta stage. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. If a devotee is able to continue on the brahma bhuta platform, he enters the spiritual sky automatically after death and returns to Godhead. Means one has to continue. The brahma bhuta stage is not a topmost stage. Consequently, a devotee need not feel sorry for not having practiced the kundalini chakra or not penetrating the six chakras one after another. Srila Prabhupada never talked more about this that a devotee has to do. He just his method is just come to ultimately by Vaidhi Bhakti, come to the Raganuga Bhakti. And so as far as Maharaj Prabhu was concerned, he had already practiced this process. And since he did not want to wait for the time when his death would occur naturally, he took advantage of the Shat Chakra penetration process and thus gave up his body according to his own free will and immediately entered the spiritual sky. Because he is a devotee, he practiced the devotional service, but he wanted to give the body earlier. So then that's why he wanted to use this Shat Chakra, which is not the usual process for the devotees. So Mamchiyo Vicharana, one who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, Vivicharana or Avivicharana, that without taking shelter of material world, without taking shelter of Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, so it should be directly service to the Krishna. That is Avivicharana Bhakti. Vivichara means your mind is so many places. Avicharani means it is not taking shelter of anything other than Krishna. Sagunansa at once transcend the mode of material nature and thus come to the level of Brahman platform. So now that is what the Brahman platform we talked about, Brahman Bhuvaya Kalpatyaham. So that is the Brahman platform. Then we have to go more further. But bhakti, if we do Avivicharana Bhakti, then naturally we can enter the kingdom of God. That is our real target. That should be the real target. So just little bit more about this discussion between Ramananda Rai, that how, so when he says that Jnana Shunya Bhakti, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Eho Hai, it is not, yes, Jnana Shunya Bhakti, you may say that what is Jnana Shunya means beyond that he has attraction or service to the Lord. He has, there is Ramananda Rai read this verse, Jnane Prayasa Mudapasya Namanteva Jivanti San Mukhiritam Bhavadiya Vartam Isthane Sthita Sutigatam Tanuvang Manovi Ye Prayashochit Ajito Ajato Pesi Trestristi Lokyam, that he even could win, or Krishna could become our following. So then there is Nauda Bhakti, but as long as we have to go up to the stage of Prema Bhakti, that is beyond this Vaidhi Bhakti, then we have to follow the Raganugas. People who are Ragatmika, we follow them, and that is called Raganuga Bhakti. And that is done by this following the footsteps of the people in the who have Rag in Vraja, and then we follow them, and then that would be, so that is the next stage is Prema Bhakti. So Krishna Prem is Bhakti Mukti Adi Vancha Yadi Mane Kai Sadhan Karile Prem Utpanna Hai. So if that is, it is in our mind, Bhakti and Mukti, then we may do the process, but it would not develop any love of Godhead. So for love of Godhead, we have to come to the stage of Raganuga Bhakti, Anuga Bhakti. So Vaidhi Bhakti, one cannot go to Golok Vrindavan. So Krishna Prem is Nitya Sadhya. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Suddha Chitte Karayodai. That it is eternally, it is Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem is there in everyone. But because our heart is polluted or contaminated, we do not have the knowledge. But when we do the sadhana, so why we have to do the sadhana, if we don't develop love of Godhead, the sadhana, that is because we develop that, yes, Krishna's love is like all over. Krishna is looking for us to come back home, and it's there. But we have to receive, just like if there is, there are all the wires and everything is there, but it has to be connected. And so Krishna's mercy is flowing, and we have to become qualified to get connected to the energy of the Lord, that is Prema. So Krishna Bhakti Rasa, so we should have, what we have to have, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kirtam Yadi Kutopi Labhyate Tatra Lolyam Api Mulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukraterna Labhyate, that we should develop a desire, so much utkrat desire, that if wherever it is available, you should take it, you should buy it. Kirtam Yadi Kutopi Labhyate, because by Koti Janma Sukrat, one cannot get it. means our prana or our life force should be desiring to have it. Without that, he cannot live. So that kind of then one can obtain a prema bhakti. So prema bhakti, so it starts from the dasya bhakti and then goes to satya bhakti, vatsalya bhakti, then madhurya bhakti. So those are more and more further steps. So vatsalya prema and this. So what we discuss today is this brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochiti na kankshati. This kundalini raising is not necessary. Prathu Maharaj did it to give up his body earlier, but because he is already self-realized, so then he went back home, back to Godhead, and also his wife, she also followed him later on, and she gave up her body, and that we will read in further verses, and so we'll learn with this, and our bhakti should be avyavicharana bhakti. And so without any, only directly Krishna, no one else, then naturally we will be able to go to Krishna Loka, and that is our goal, or that should be our target, that we are servant of Krishna, we are meant to serve Krishna, to please him. Service means not do any activity, but according to what pleases Krishna. Krishna sukheka tatparyamai siva. And so in this discussion in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is quite a bit discussed in that, and we understand our real goal or our real sadhya, what we have to obtain and how we can obtain that. That is called sadhya, sadhan nirnaya. So thank you so much. And I'm sorry that there was connection problem, but this evening some equipment will come and we'll be able to join more easily. You can unmute. I hope that you could hear.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for wonderful class, Prabhu, as usual. If anybody have any questions or realization, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you, Prabhuji, for explaining in detail the purport and the sloka. Yeah, Prabhuji, my question. In the sixth chapter where we have Dhyana Yoga and this Kundalini process, are they same, Prabhuji?
Dhyana Yoga, that is Dhyana is the ultimate. No, but Dhyana Yoga is Pranayama, Samadhi, Dhyana, Dharana, and Samadhi is the end. That is different than this Kundalini. It is not the same exact.
Okay.
Yam,
okay.
Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Dhyan, Dharana, Samadhi. So those are Ashtanga Yogis. They do 8 processes. But that is just with the breathing process. There is no Kundalini is not raised in that. Some part may be there, but that is not the ultimate. It is not exactly, both are not the same. Both are done by the yogis.
Okay, yeah, both are linguistic process.
Some part of Kundalini raising may be there, but they are different processes to obtain the same kind of goal.
Okay.
But in Samadhi, he is really in trance, like the last stage is Samadhi, and last stage in Kundalini raising, that they raise up to the Brahma Randra. They raise their Kundalini, or life force, you may say Kundalini, life force or life air. They raise and then it bursts that Brahma Randra, and then it could go to the place where his thoughts are or where he wants to go. It may be mostly people, they go to higher planet to enjoy there.
Okay.
In Samadhi, they want to engage in devotional service ultimately. They are fixed in devotional. They become fixed. So they are more in knowledge than raising the Kundalini.
Okay. Yeah, Prabhuji, one more follow-up question on this. Yeah, Prabhuji, I forgot the exact verses in the 8th chapter. Krishna defines that we have to, you know, focus the life air between the two eyebrows, right, Prabhuji?
The two eyebrows. Uh-huh. But so, that is, see, Krishna. Go ahead. You complete.
Yeah. How do we relate, Prabhu, this through Dhyana Yoga and Kundalini Yoga and the process that Krishna defines there? How do we relate, Prabhu, these three?
See, in between the two eyebrows, that is Brahma Randra. So that is like he is talking little bit. See, Krishna gives this knowledge to everybody, and all kinds of things are there. Dharma, karma yoga, gyan yoga, dhyan yoga, asthanga yoga, bhakti yoga. Although his aim is bhakti, but everybody cannot take it directly. So he is giving gradually all kinds of knowledge to us. So it is like all like Vedas are is given just in a short or in sarans way. It is given in Bhagavad Gita. But ultimately Bhagavad Gita's aim is to man mana bhava mad bhakto and give up all these kind of processes. Just think of Krishna all the time, become his devotee, worship him, and pay your homage or respect to him, your dandavat pranam to him, astanga pranam to him. That is our main process. And in loving to please Krishna, and this raising, and if you don't go, you may miss your aim also. And because everybody don't know that we are soul part and parcel of Krishna and has to surrender to Krishna and remain in his prema bhakti or engage in his loving devotional service. That part is not there in all the processes that has been given. But ultimately he says, give up all this and just surrender unto me. That is something different. But even surrender unto me, sometimes people surrender to get away from the sinful reaction. And that's why there is that you think of him, associate with devotees, read Srimad Bhagavatam or follow those and serve the, because we are all children of Krishna. So serve them in a way that they could turn towards Krishna. And then gradually that is the only thing that goes with us, that if we are turning towards Krishna by bhakti yoga, nothing else, this raising kundalini or yoga, they are not really all the way. Yes, there is, they're clear. And then whatever the Krishna's mercy is flowing everywhere, we become receptive for getting the Krishna's mercy. So that is the Vaidhi Bhakti. It gives us the quality or qualification has to be there, that qualification to receive the mercy of the Lord, that is through Vaidhi Bhakti. And once we get the mercy of the Lord, then naturally by that mercy, then we advance further in our devotion. Means it cannot be obtained just by our own endeavors. That Krishna's prema bhakti, only it is by the mercy of his pure devotee or by mercy of Krishna himself that he bestows us. By his, just like Yashoda Mai was tired, means I am just giving, and then by mercy of Krishna she could bind him. By mercy of Krishna, like he, Dhruva Maharaj, although his aim was different, but he worshipped Krishna directly. So although his goal was to obtain so much wealth, more than in one Brahmaji, but because he was meditating and he followed his guru, he followed direction, then he saw Krishna face to face, and then he became in knowledge, and then he ruled for 36,000 years, and ultimately went from Dhruva, like he went to the Dhruva Lok, then where he will go to Krishna's abode. So Vaidhi Bhakti is one thing, then Prema Bhakti is different, that is called Raghunava Bhakti. They are more further steps that how we could develop Rag by worshipping or going, following the footsteps of the devotees who are in Ragatmika Bhakti, who are direct associate. Even if we are Nitya Mukta, means we never came to the material world, eternally we are free, still we cannot become Ragatmika Bhakta. Like position of Radharani, Lalita Vishakha, direct friend, or Manjaris are already, they are all Swarup Shakti. So Swarup Shakti is different. Swarup Shakti means expansion of Krishna. Krishna just expands into those to get serve himself. So they are his part and parcel, his own direct energy. But we are his marginal energy. We are Tatastha Shakti. And we cannot come to the stage that, oh, I could become Rukmini or Mother Satyabhama or Arjuna or become his friend or his father, parents. That is not possible. Means people who mimic like this, they are doing apradh. People who try to dress themselves or think that I am friend of Krishna or I am such and such, those are they act like some gopis and dress like gopis and act like gopis. And that is not, we should act like million times. We are away from, means one who is serving him, then we could serve or assist them. So we are assistants to those who are either gopis or manjaris or his parents, or we could assist them, and we could come to that level. I mean, so we could enjoy in the same way in the spiritual world. Everything is absolute. So we could get the same pleasure, but one does not want to go or try to usurp the position of who are part of Swarup Shakti. Nitya Mukta or Nitya Baddha Jeev, we are Jeeva, and Jeeva cannot take the position of the Swarup Shaktis or expansion of Swarup Shaktis. Hello?
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hey, Prabhuji, one more question.
Uh-huh.
Prabhuji, this Kundalini chakras, there are six chakras, Prabhu. Right, Prabhuji. So those are all subtle things, right, Prabhu, in the body? Prabhuji in the body?
Yeah, they are there in the body, and some people by certain processes, they could raise it up. Raising, they are all lower down, and that's why it may not go. See, the people, their soul may go through urine, through stool, through coughing, through breathing, and that is like they are down degrading. So it is said that he was closing his anus by his ankles. Adisapne, taki it does not go down. And then gradually he was raising it up through the, so many names are given. So different chakras are there, some talk about 7 or some talk about 10 chakras. So those chakras are different, but this is just to give up the body at particular time. Like Vishwa Pitama was given he was given Vardhan, or he was blessed by his father that you will die whenever you want to go. So there are places, otherwise we have, everybody has a certain limit, particular time that we can go. Not from any time. And just by society one takes that is highly sinful, then they have to suffer much more. Are ending their life unnaturally.
Okay, Prabhuji. Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhuji. Thank you for explaining. Okay,
you're welcome. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. It's Ali. Thank you for a beautiful class.
Hare Krishna.
I have a question.
Sure, please.
So you said there's a difference between what is your duty and what is your dharma. And you said that our duty is to please Krishna. Dharma is meant to bring you to higher planets. And Krishna says to give up all dharma and surrender unto me. So how do you do that? How do you give up your dharma?
See, dharma, normally what we talk about varnashram dharma, world and ashram. Somebody, world is Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, these are varna, and ashrams are Brahmacharya ashram, Grastha ashram, Vanprastha ashram, Sanyasram. And they have different duties for each. Brahmin's dharma and Shudra's dharma is different. Dharma means a kind of duty, but that is not the real dharma. Real dharma is to please Krishna. Sarva dharman, that's why that we have to take shelter and serve Krishna wholeheartedly by loving, means our desire should be, like our heart should be filled up completely, that other than that, nothing makes us pleased or happy in the material world. Not that material things can really give, that is happiness of the senses, not happiness of the soul. Soul's happiness only when it's placed back again in original condition of loving devotional service to the Lord, then that is a higher thing. And just serving, pleasing our senses is not really has no substance. So if one wants to, so give up dharma, now your question was how to give up these dharmas, means understanding who we are and engaging in gradually raising from these lower dharmas to giving up your karma, but everything is to please, means we have to do Vaidhi Bhakti, so the by Vaidhi Bhakti, we become purified and the mercy of the Lord comes to us, or we understand the deeper meaning that we are meant to serve Krishna. Means we will have a more realization. So it is given to people who have purified our from this contamination of this. So one can do it by following this Navada Bhakti. That is a process. So process means Shravan, Kirtan. So there are the 64 items of devotional service. And once you do, they are also, Raganuga Bhakta also does the same thing. And this Vaidhi Bhakti also does something. But Raghunoga Bhakta does with the heart that, yes, that is, they do not care about Vaidhi Bhakti. They may give up certain rules and regulations to please Krishna. Just like I gave the example that somebody's duty is to massage, but if he's painful, then why you would do that? Because it is not giving pleasure to Krishna. So same thing is applied, that whatever pleases Krishna, we do that. That is our service, and that will, once we, so we have to take the example of whatever so many devotees and so many, like Vraj Bhakti. So how the gopis and they used to do. Just I will give you example, like, means Vraj Bhakti is the highest one, that one time Narad Muni comes and Krishna is always like crying with pain in his headache. And that headache, your stomach pain somewhere, it says that I need the washing or water of the devotees, of my devotees, water that is washed the foot. But go these queens in Dwarka, they were his devotees. What they refused that it will give, so their more concern was not the Krishna's abdominal pain or headache, but their main concern was that they should not go to the, should not get any sinful activity. So he goes everywhere, even Narad Muni was a devotee. He did not think of giving his water that washed his feet. But when he went to Vraj, then they immediately became, he is having headache. How come? What can we do? Just give us your water and that will cure his abdominal pain. And they gave up immediately. Or they gave the dust of their feet immediately. So they never cared. Like gopis wanted to go to, so same thing there, even if they are servants, they would do to please Krishna anything, whether they are servant, but that is on a lower level, then higher is, they become their friends. So by more and more desiring and practicing our sadhana bhakti and following them later on, as Raganuga bhakti, we come in footsteps of the people who are on that Ragatmika bhakta. We cannot become Ragatmika. Means who are his atmic, means swarup shakti, or his own expansion. Swarup means whatever his form, he expands. Krishna has multifarious energy, so he expands into swarup shakti, he expands into marginal energy, that is the jiva, and he expands into external energy, that is the maya. So these three, that is the expansion. So once we understand that, so gradually by following in the footsteps of the devotees of Vraj, we can give up this Varnashram Dharma. Dharma is naturally mean that normally, dharma has also another meaning, is to please Krishna, that is also dharma. Savai Punsham Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Radokshaje, that which by loving devotional service to Krishna happens. Ahaituki Apratihata. It should be without any desire for sense enjoyment. And it should not be obstructed, it should be always there, eternally. By which the real, the Atma would be pleased by that kind of bhakti. That is in Srimad Bhagavatam defined about dharma. But this dharma, Varnashram dharma, is a kind of like a material. It changes every time. Krishna's bhakti does not change. Once you are surrendered, it has no, it is still always the same, although newer and newer, but it is the same. If somebody is a servant, he will remain as a servant, and he will be pleased. Or somebody is like a parent, then they love and they think, they forget Krishna's Godhead also. And they come to that stage, they don't think that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because that way, it is no, he is Supreme Lord, how I could do that? How I could think of Krishna as my son, and he is my subordinate. So that is there in Raganuga or Ragatmika Bhakti. But we can't come to the platform of Ragatmika Bhakti. We can come to the platform of following that, following in the Ragatmika Bhakta. So giving up your main question was the
Thank you so much, Maharaj. That was helpful. In a sense, like to sum it up, the more service that you do, and the more that you aim to please Krishna, the more that and kind of the
that
things
mercy
that you're...
Is, mercy comes in the form of that realization. See, realization is really, you cannot get a PhD. You have to go through steps. to come to PhD. So same thing, these are the steps that you have to go through, that you have to go through Vedic Bhakti and then Raganuga Bhakti. And never think of Ragatmika, we just follow. So we read Bhagavatam, we hear this, we serve the Vaishnavas, so gracefully that will come, the mercy of the Lord will come.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thank you for asking this question.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Guru Pranam, Deshu.
Hare Krishna, another round for one. Hare Krishna.
You're a very nice lecture. Guru Maharaj, I have a question or experience, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, many a times we meet people in our day-to-day lives and they become more distractions than the contributor towards this progress. So how we keep ourselves focused on the aim of our sadhana or bhakti? And sometimes they, when I say people, I mean, they are all sort of people. They are mixed of it. They are not just materialistic people. Even people from other side also are there who are still like materialistic, but they pretend to be bhaktas, right? So how do we balance that? Because sometimes they say that bad influence affects you much easier, faster than good influence. So how we keep ourselves balanced and focused on our path rather than getting disturbed by these distractions?
It's a very good question, and it happens all the time. But we have to become strong enough. And asat sangha tyage vaishno achar. Our achar, our activity, should be to give up which is not asat. If we see that by keeping in company of such and such people who are developing their qualities, are taking their style of working or thinking about Krishna, and they may be mayavadis, they may be non-devotees, they may be atheistic, or people who may be addicted to so many things. So we have to give up their company, and we could preach for preaching purpose, but if they don't listen, we have to stick to our own sadhana and our own bhakti, and not thinking that whatever they are doing, we should also attend them. We should be away from those kind of party politics or whatever, so many wastage of time in so many frivolous activity, and more studying Bhagavatam, association with devotees, chanting our, and whatever we could best, we can spread Krishna consciousness directly or purely, not what these people are saying. Pinde pinde matir binna. So there may be different people, different their mati, different conclusions, but our conclusion has to be fixed. And that's why I was reading the Sadhya Sadhana Nirnaya. What is Sadhya? What should be our goal is to please Krishna and his loving devotional service. And Sadhana is the process of Vaidhi Bhakti and then ultimately Raganoga Bhakti. So those two are processes are there. So we have to take to this Vaidhi Bhakti and Krishna's mercy would come, his devotees' mercy would come, who are directly connected to Krishna, and that way we could adorn. So we have to give up if that's what we want. Otherwise, this will go on for even life after life. So that is a bad association, you may say. And that's why Shastra says, asat sangha tyag, ye vaishno achar. Achar, ek stri, ek asadhu, aur Krishna abhaktar, who is not a devotee of Krishna, we have to give up his association. For preaching purpose or giving him prasad, yes, one can come, but we don't have to follow him or his advice. Whatever he may be saying, but it is not Shastri. It is not according to devotional principle. Then why we should take it? You will develop so many friends you will get who are devotees. So giving some few people should not make us hesitant. And if it is business people, then you keep the relation of business, not bring it in our devotional life. Okay, Prabhu.
Okay, thank you, Guru Maharaj. Thank you.
Thank you. So, anyone else has any comments or questions? Hare Krishna, so we should end the call now.
Yes, Guru Maharaj, I think if nobody has any
questions, then we should. Okay.
Yeah.